Hello and welcome to the Daily Show number 13. I think it's 13. If I got that wrong, I am sorry, but I'm near sure it is 13. It is Tuesday the 9th of July 2013. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever time you are joining me today. I thank you for doing so anyway. Just before I get started, I want to say that for the first time, this podcast is brought to you by Rocket Fuel. You'll know if you watch the vlogs, you'll see it tomorrow. We are now promoting as like a kind of like a sponsoring type thing, not exactly like a sponsored thing, but it's something like it. Me and David are promoting Rocket Fuel Coffee in all of our videos, so Pandora's Box, my vlogs, podcast, anything else that I do. So that is this episode of the Daily Show number 12 is brought to you by Rocket Fuel. So now that I've said that, time to get down to it. Couple of announcements, as I always do to start it with. I've did a couple more GTA shorts. One is called A Date with Brucey, and the other one is called Crazy Homeless Man. These two don't have any talking in it. It's just me going on a date with Brucey, because if you play GTA 4 and you've came across Brucey, you will know he is awesome. He is the best character in the game, right? Just listening to him is awesome. So that's all it is really listening to what some of the stuff that he actually says. The Crazy Homeless Man is in Bohan, the top of the first city. Once you come out of your thing, he's sitting there and he's preaching about the government trying to kill people and turn their body into cheese. So you check them out at Iran Does Games. They're pretty funny. I enjoyed I enjoyed videoing them, because I just had to sit there and listen to them. So that's what that's doing. Right, so today's episode is something I never thought I'd hear myself making an episode or even talking about much, is the weather. And the reason why I'm doing that is because it is insanely warm today. Yesterday, for wherever you're from, and if you've not caught on, I am from Northern Ireland. And usually we get, usually the highest we would get is probably about 15 degrees maybe. During the summer times, if it's a good summer for us, we'll end up getting about 15 degrees Celsius, that is. But in the last couple of days it's been really warm. Yesterday it hit 31, which was the warmest day since 1996. That information is courtesy of Alana, so if it's wrong, take it up with her, not me. But it was 31 degrees. It was warmer here than in New York, Crete, Rome, Tenerife, Lanzarote, and a few other places, which is insane. Because if you've never been to Northern Ireland on a really, really bad weather or really good weather, you don't really know. But you always see places like the likes of, I know, like Canada. Some places in Canada they're covered in snow, right? And other places like Sweden is another one. I think it's Sweden. Sweden is another one. They're constantly covered in snow, right? So see, whenever we get snow in Northern Ireland, or even anywhere basically in the UK, the country shuts down. Like 1 foot of snow, you can't do anything. You can't get anywhere. Nobody knows what to do. And it's really funny, because there's people like living in parts of snow where there's people living in Siberia, right, where it gets down to like minus 40 to minus 50 almost every night, like 3 to 4 feet of snow at times. So once we get 1 foot of snow and it drops to something like minus 5, our country shuts down. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody can get around. The last time it snowed was January. Very start of January there. And you couldn't do anything, because people were just abandoning their cars anywhere they wanted to. They were just getting out and just walking home, because that was all you could do. Now this is whenever the snow was literally, I know, a couple of inches thick. So could you imagine what it'd be like if, you know, a blizzard was to hit here? You'd never see the country. Everybody just stop and just completely give up. So that's why I wanted to talk about weather, because we're used to, you know, not extremely cold weather or extremely warm. We're really in between. We get kind of warm days, but a lot of shitty rainy days. And that's why I wanted to talk about weather today, because whenever we get an extreme, like either extreme hot or extreme cold, we just, like I said, everything shuts down. Shops close, people abandon cars, nobody leaves their house. The only people that actually leave their house is the kids, and that's to throw snowballs. So it's weird to think that people can live normally in like the likes of Sweden and stuff, where snow is in every part of their day. And over here, just, I love the snow. I hate the slush. Whenever the snow's starting to go, I don't like that. But whenever it's snowing, I actually do like it. I really enjoy it, because if I was to pick between hot and cold, I prefer the cold. Because if it's cold, I can just get into my bed and warm up. Or if it's warm, like it is today, you just can't do anything. And that's another one, like the heat, the extreme heat. Like, I was sitting there and I was like, I was cleaning the house. I was just, all I did was put a wash on, hung up, washing to dry, mopped and brushed the floors, did the dishes and stuff like that there, you know, just general housework and kitchen work. I did that, and the sweat was dripping off me. It is that warm. And it's funny, because whenever it gets this warm, you know, if we, like, in a really good summer's day, we get about 15 degrees Celsius. Whenever that happens, people are out flip-flops, shorts, and no t-shirts. That's just the way it is. It's stupid, but that's the way it is. So whenever it starts creeping up a wee bit higher than that, you know, you got the people out who are barbecuing and shorts and t-shirt, or shorts and no t-shirt, and then it gets to the stage where it just starts to tip onto too warm, and just nobody does anything. You just lie there. Like, last night, or Sunday it was, it was too warm to do anything. So literally all we did was, all me and Alana did the whole day was lie down and watch TV, pretty much. That was really about it. Then whenever it started to cool down later that night, we went and got a kebab. But anyway, last night, it was really warm yesterday, as I said, 31 degrees. But last night, I love at night time whenever it's really warm during the day. Because at night, it's not cold, but it's not too warm. It's just in that middle perfection of weather. And you go out for a walk, and if you wear shorts, you got a nice wee breeze on your legs. So that's what I like about it. But definitely this weather, I can't stand, because if I was to go out in that weather for more than like 5 minutes, I'd start to burn, because me being ginger and stuff, it's just not good for me. But I did want to talk about weather. I thought it would have been a wee bit longer than that, but you know, it's just, I can't even do this, because I'm sitting here and I'm sitting sweating, and my window's wide to the world, and it's not even as warm as yesterday, and it's just, I can't cope with it. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. We will be, just a couple more announcements before I finish off. I know this was, today's was actually quite short, so I am sorry about that. I'll try to pick a new good topic for tomorrow. But just to lengthen this episode a bit, so not to completely waste everyone's time, I'll give a few announcements. At the start of August, it is Alana's birthday, and she wants to go away for the week for her birthday. We're going on a camping trip, so we will be doing, we will be going away on the camping trip. So for that week, I will have videos prepared to go up for vlogs. So if you do watch the vlogs, don't worry, there will be some vlogs going up at some stage. We'll be taking the camera away and just, you know, documenting our trip there, maybe put it into one big video for whenever I come back. We will be doing like an ad / commercial for Rocket Fuel. It's only going to be 20-30 seconds long, or 15-30 seconds long, just to slot in on a video, just to show that it's presented by Rocket Fuel. Might have like a wee lower third that comes up every so often saying presented or powered by Rocket Fuel. What else? There was something else, and I was had it in my head there now, and it just vanished. Oh shit. Yes, Pandora's Box finishes next week. The last episode will be next Wednesday. Then we're taking a break, and then whenever we come back, while on the break, I will be getting new thumbnails, new lore cards, and a new intro, maybe a bit of an outro at some stage. But that is the plan for then. There is something I'm missing. Something. I have two weddings coming up, so they will be. Videos will be going up for the day, probably the day after that, because I don't. Whenever I'm at like weddings and stuff, I don't like videoing because, you know, people don't want to be videoed at a wedding. Maybe, I don't know. But yes, that was the announcement that I just remembered. I will be making a special video in the times to come, because I did hit a personal milestone. I never thought I would make it this far in vlogs, and just because in my whole, as I've talked about it before, in one of the very first episodes, I think it was, my YouTube life, and it's just what I've done on YouTube since the very start. And I didn't think I'd make it this far, and I've recently hit over 2,000 views. Now, to some people that might seem a lot, people get that. There's a lot of people on YouTube that get over that 2,000 views in one day on one video. So I know that's not an awful lot, but to me that is, I never thought I'd make it this far, and I never thought I'd even get one person to subscribe to me. But there's just one person who, well, there's 22 of them, but there's just one person who subscribed to me, likes and comments on all of my videos. He's got numbers for name, it's like his YouTube username is like 196 something, so if you're listening to this, which I'll put it in my vlog as well, send me a message with your name, or leave your name in a comment. And if you don't want to give me a real name, you can just give me a name that you want me to call you, because I'll refer to you as that name. So that is, I'll be making a special video of that pretty soon, probably today or in the next couple of days. So that is about it. It's time for me to go do the wee fit, do a bit of exercises, do some. Well, I'm going to clean this room first because it is a bit of a mess, but then do some exercises and then get a shower and then probably go for a walk later on. So, as always, thank you for listening and have a great rest of your day. This has been the Daily Show number 13, did I say? I think it's at 13. 13. It is the 9th of July, and I shall see you tomorrow. Take care and be safe.